I kept my dreams close to my heart. I almost took them to the grave. One of those dreams was to be a journalist just like Barbara Walters. I'm dating myself here. I grew up watching her get those interviews, asking the questions that mattered, hearing people's real stories. I felt I would be a good journalist because I was raised to be a listener, and I became a darn good one. I love people, and I love hearing about their lives. Everyone has a story, just like you. But somewhere between getting married and raising my family, that dream faded. Then, just before my 65th birthday, something shifted. I didn't want to die with regrets. I didn't want to die with my dreams still inside me. So I decided to start a podcast. I thought I'd interview people, ask those meaningful questions, and share their stories. But as I recorded the first few solo episodes, I realized something. This podcast became a way for me to finally use my voice and talk about what my family didn't want to. Personal growth, healing, and the hard stuff. And maybe my story could help someone else who's struggling too. And now, today, at 68, recording my 100th episode, I want to share a few fun facts and the 10 life lessons that opened my eyes to patterns of behaviors I'd been living in for decades. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I'd wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple, practical life lessons to help you develop social-emotional skills so you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leave a quick review to help others find these life lessons too. Ready to level up? Every week, I'll send one life lesson delivered straight to your inbox. That's 100 words, a 60-second read, pure inspiration. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. First, here are a few fun facts about my podcast. Most of my listeners tune in from the United States, accounting for about 71% of my audience, which still surprises me since I'm Canadian. After that come Finland and Hong Kong at about 8% each. That's something I never imagined when I started this podcast. I am deeply grateful for all your support over these past 99 episodes. It means a lot to me. And if this podcast has been helpful to you and you'd like to support my work, there's now a tip link in the show notes. Every bit helps me continue creating these episodes and resources. Apple Podcasts is the top listening platform, with most of you listening on your mobile app as you go about your day. As for recording, my best studio is my bedroom. The carpet and heavy drapes help with sound, and there's nothing fancy behind the scenes. Just a microphone, my laptop, and headphones. Simple, honest, and exactly how this podcast began. Before I share these life lessons, I want you to know that this podcast is just one part of how I'm living out that dream I mentioned. Since that moment at 65, I've also created 8 SEL children's books, worksheets, and resources, all born from the same place, wanting to help others navigate emotions and life with more clarity. You can find all of these at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com. Beyond the numbers, what surprised me the most is this. I thought this podcast would help others, but it ended up helping me grow in ways I never expected. Along the way, I learned lessons I didn't even know I needed. Here are 10 life lessons I've learned through this journey so I don't die with regrets. Number 1, Know your values and stand up for them. When I started this podcast, I had heard the word values, but I didn't really know how to live by them. Recently, I was tested. I chose to stand up for my value of treating students equally rather than singling one out, which is what the school wanted me to do where I volunteer. It wasn't easy. It took guts. But once I saw how deeply it went against my values, there was only one path I could take and be true to myself. I don't volunteer at that school anymore. Number 2, emotional literacy changes everything. I didn't understand how important it was to name my feelings. For a long time, everything was just sad, mad, or glad. Now, words like content, delighted, and grounded are part of my daily language. When you can name how you feel more clearly, your emotions stop overwhelming you, and that changes how you interact with other people. Number 3, regulating your nervous system. For years, I thought things like deep breathing and walking were tools for other people, not for me. But when I started researching nervous system regulation for my podcast episodes and actually tried these techniques myself, I noticed a real change. Sometimes the simplest things help the most. Number 4, trust yourself. Your gut is always talking to you, but most of us were never taught to listen. Our bodies send signals long before our minds catch up. Learning to pay attention to how something feels in my body has helped me make calmer decisions and walk away from what doesn't feel right. Number 5, understanding the scapegoat role. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is recognizing the scapegoat role, especially in families. For years, I thought something was wrong with me. I was always the problem, always to blame. But learning about scapegoating helped me see the truth. Being blamed doesn't mean you're the problem. Often, it means you see things others don't want to acknowledge. That understanding brought me relief and helped me finally stop caring what was never mine. Number 6, the difference between relationships and connection. I've learned that you can have a relationship with someone and still feel lonely. Real connection isn't one-sided. It needs emotional safety, respect, and both people genuinely investing, not just one person giving while the other one takes. Once I understood this, I stopped pouring into relationships that never poured back and started choosing people who meet me halfway. A recent example of this is with a close family member. We see each other twice a year, and for them, that's connection. I want more. To be at birthday parties, graduations, to truly know them. But I've been waiting for invitations that never come, while they expect me just to ask. Real connection shouldn't be this hard. It requires both people making it clear they want each other there. And number 7, boundaries reveal the truth. Boundaries don't create problems, they reveal them. In families, friendships, and work, setting a boundary shows you who respects you and who benefits from you not having one. Learning this helped me stop over-explaining and start choosing peace over approval. And number 8, radical self-acceptance changes everything. One of the most freeing life lessons has been stopping the fight to be who others want me to be. For years, I thought growth meant fixing myself. Radical self-acceptance taught me that healing starts when you accept who you are without apology. And number 9, passive-aggressive behavior. Passive-aggressive behavior erodes trust while making you question your own reality. The silent treatment that punishes without explanation. Small sabotages that seem innocent but leave you confused. Being blamed for everything that goes wrong. For a long time, I thought something was wrong with me. But learning to spot passive aggression helped me see the truth. I wasn't too sensitive. I was responding to real hostility that was never named. Now I refuse to play the guessing game or decode mixed signals. And lastly, number 10, self-awareness is the foundation for everything. Nothing really changes without self-awareness. You can't spot passive aggression or set boundaries if you can't see the patterns you're living in. For years, I moved through life reacting on autopilot, people-pleasing, blaming myself. Oh, try a little harder. Then, just before I turned 65, something shifted. I didn't just fear dying with regrets. I was fed up with my life. Enough was enough. That's when I started seeing patterns I'd never noticed before. And suddenly, decades of my life made sense. Self-awareness didn't just give me information. It gave me freedom to choose differently. In conclusion, living with no regrets isn't just about small choices. Sometimes it's about the hard ones, walking away from what no longer serves you, refusing to play games you can't win, and finally putting yourself first. What I didn't realize when I started this journey at 65 is that these lessons align with what people regret most at the end of life. Not being true to themselves, not expressing their feelings, and not choosing their well-being sooner. I was fed up with living that way. These life lessons didn't come easy. They came from 68 years of being a people pleaser and a scapegoat, first in my family of origin, then in the life I built because that's what felt familiar. Was it worth every struggle, every tear, every heartbreaking moment to finally see the truth? Absolutely. Because I'm not the same person I was 100 episodes ago. This podcast started as a way to help others, but it became a mirror that helped me break free. If you take one thing from episode 100, let it be this. It's never too late. You are not alone. I am with you in this journey. If I can do this, you can too. And I want you to know, you are wonderful just the way you are. The Lord willing, I am looking forward to what the next 100 episodes will look like. I will be in my 70s by then with more skills and tools to protect my emotional well-being and recognize who people really are. I can't wait to see what life has to offer because now I'm investing in myself and that feels fantastic. I hope to be surviving, striving, and thriving, and I hope the same for you. Whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk things through with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we're meant to be. Listening is terrific, but nothing changes unless you use what you've learned. So pick one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's where the magic happens. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?